Hey, good evening. It's Dave Weiner here. It's 6:43 p.m. on Monday, the 27th of September. I recorded a morning coffee notes earlier today. That morning coffee notes won't come out until tomorrow morning. There's a lot of information, perspective, point of view on the open source release of Frontier, which, unless there are any deal stoppers that we discover between now and tomorrow morning, Pacific time, we will release tomorrow. So because that piece has the URL of the site where you go to download the source code, I couldn't release it today. So look for that tomorrow morning. And this evening I have a very brief report about a discussion that I had, a conversation I had today with a reporter about Yahoo's efforts in RSS. Apparently, Yahoo is on a press tour right now, and they're pushing their centralized RSS aggregator, and they've got a pitch that they're giving to reporters. I've heard from a couple of them, and probably they've done a lot more, and I will almost certainly get quoted in the article, but I wanted to give you the whole picture. I thought about after the fact that I should have just put on my headphones and recorded the conversation with the reporter, but I didn't think to do that, so this is the next best thing. So first, and I just wrote up a piece, and this is going to appear on Scripting News. I'm going to hit save on this as soon as I finish the audio recording here. So I gave them a pretty negative review, and I want to explain why, and I want to make it very clear that there's nothing about this that's permanent, and this could be fixed. And I would be happy to give them a positive review. But there are just a lot of reasons why I don't like what they're doing with RSS. First of all, and the most important thing, is the software, their aggregator. The aggregator is very, very far from the state of the art in aggregator software. And, you know, the old story goes, well, you know, they'll broaden the market and there'll be, you know, a lot more people will be interested in RSS as a result of it. And I don't buy that. I think that a big vendor, a very capable software developer like Yahoo, could do an awful lot better than this. And that, you know, with all the promotion they're doing, I think a lot of people will look at their thing as being the best that RSS has to offer and think, well, geez, you know, why do I need this? I could just go to the site and it would work just as well. I mean, there's no clear leverage in their approach. I don't think you gain anything over just visiting the HTML version of the site. But more disturbing, and you know, this is not unusual. I mean, a lot of people that have created aggregators have failed to look at the field and learn from it and study it. There's been a tremendous amount written about the art of designing aggregators. You just have to look it up in a search engine. This seems to be part of the software design process that people don't do anymore, and it's a shame because the information is out there, and you don't have to relearn all of the lessons that were learned by the people who came before you. But the other part of it is that the way they're pushing themselves into this market, you know, they've got these icons that are quite a bit bigger than the white on orange XML buttons, and they have the word Yahoo in them, and you click on them to subscribe to the feed in My Yahoo. Now, you know, people are going to say, well, you know, you did that with Radio Userland, but at that time, Radio Userland, when we did it, there was nothing else, and Radio Userland was the, you know, there was nobody to cooperate with at that point. The situation is vastly different today. There are, you know, by some counts, 20, 30, 100 maybe aggregators that people use, and they can't, people can't put an icon on their websites for every one of those. An example was the New York Times took over the hosting of their RSS feeds, and when they did it, all of a sudden the Yahoo buttons were on there too. And I feel cheated there. I mean, I, you know, put in you know, several years worth of work in evangelizing the New York Times feeds and running the system that created their feeds, in providing bandwidth for the New York Times, which we didn't charge them anything for. And then to have them turn that over to basically become an ad for Yahoo. You know, I it's pretty gross. And but even worse was the pitch that Yahoo made to the reporter that, hey, you know, if everybody read their RSS through us, then there wouldn't be any kind of a bandwidth problem. So I asked the reporter, you know, well, how do you feel about that? Do you use our Yahoo's? And he said, no, he uses another brand of aggregator. And I said, well, what do you think? Do you think that the world would be better if everybody got their RSS through Yahoo? And he, turned it around to me, and I said, of course it wouldn't be. I mean, let's play it out. If everybody got their RSS through Yahoo, then we wouldn't need RSS. Basically, we would just store all of our web content up on Yahoo, and then everybody would read it through Yahoo, and we could just skip the step of doing RSS. So then you have to ask yourself the question, well, why did we do RSS in the first place? And I can tell you that. We did it so that we could decentralize, so that I didn't need, you know, there's a lot of downside. I mean, let's suppose we all had to go through Yahoo to get our content out. Well, does this sound like a familiar story? I mean, think about the Yahoo directory and think about how hard you've tried, if you ever have, to get one of your sites listed in the Yahoo directory, and how it's like, you know, there's never anybody at the other end of the line when you call them up and say, hey, you know, what about putting this thing into your directory? You know, sometimes you get a link from them. Most of the time you don't. You know, do people pay to have their links included? They don't tell us. You know, is there any sort of guidelines or editorial, you know, do they have any ethical requirements in terms of what they link to? They don't tell us. So do we want a replay of that? And, you know, so I asked them, you know, to look at the page that they have put up at rss.yahoo.com and show the feeds that they suggest. And, you know, it's... do any of those feeds ever contain anything critical of Yahoo? I mean, you know, this is the same question. This is sort of like a replay of what happened with the smart tags and the uproar over, you know, the idea that Microsoft would have editorial control over all the content of the web. So it's a ludicrous idea, this idea that we would turn over our RSS to any one individual company is just ridiculous. The answer is absolutely no. And a company that was one of the founders of the web, like Yahoo was, they really ought to know better than to push this idea. Where are the founders of Yahoo? Where are they? What are they doing? Are they paying any attention to this company at all? This is not okay. And, you know, I was reminded when there was a problem with weblogs.com hosting, I got a call from Jeremy Zawadny, who's a well-known blogger, and another guy whose name I don't recall, who's a product manager. And they gave me this pitch that, you know, they like to do things that are good for the web. And, well, basically they were trying to convince me to give them weblogs.com. And I thought to myself, yeah, I'm not going to be doing that. Everybody wanted me to give them weblogs.com. And, you know, they must think I'm pretty stupid. I mean, it's like, this has been going on for a long time. And, you know, when somebody says, oh, you know, well, we'll just take the burden off your hands. And I go, yeah, come on. I wasn't born yesterday. I mean, that's that's the one point of centralization. And I would never, ever want that to end up in the hands of a company like Yahoo. So I said to them, well, why don't you do something that really would be good for the web? And, you know, this isn't necessary that you do this. I mean, I can take care of, you know, beefing up. And we are working on that. I mean, getting it so that weblogs.com performs better. And, you know, maybe at some point, if we've done a few projects and earned a little bit of trust here, maybe then we can do that. But this idea that they're grabbing all those pixels on all those websites and that so many of the content developers, I mean, I got several spams from them, you know, this sort of personal email, Dave, you know, you're our friend and we would love to send some flow to you, and why don't you just go ahead and put this icon on your site? And I go, God, do they know who I am? I mean, why would I want to do that? I mean, why would I want to tell my readers that they should favor this one aggregator over all the other aggregators? Why would I do that before I would put an icon on my site that sent them to NetNewsWire or to even to, I would rather send them to Amfetadesk or, you know, or, were Feedster or even blog lines or Feed Demon. There's so many places I'd rather send them than send them to Yahoo. So that's part of it. That's maybe 3/4 to 5/6 or maybe even 9/10 of what I have to say. The other part is that I use Yahoo. I depend on Yahoo. I pay money every month to Yahoo for services they provide for me. And I'm generally very happy with the service, and I'm happy to pay them for the services that I get from them. I feel like, for example, I do my bill paying through Yahoo, and I pay them $5 a month for that. And I'm sure it's very profitable for them, but it's much more profitable for me. I mean, the time that I don't spend, moving paper around, that just simplifies my life and saves me a lot of time. I actually, I don't want to sound like an ad, but I actually enjoy paying my bills when I do it that way. So I don't mind paying them for that. I've started countless Yahoo groups. I use maps.yahoo.com. I point to maps.yahoo.com. I have helped them do their RSS support when I've been asked to help them. I will help them straighten this out, and if they choose to do that. I think that Yahoo could be a source for helping RSS and for helping the community of RSS content providers, and that it ultimately will do Yahoo a lot more good to keep this a nice level playing field open to everybody, small developers, large developers, and everybody adds their strength and their capability. In the case of Yahoo, they're incredibly good at operating very large systems. So help us out there. And we can help Yahoo by showing you how to design an aggregator. So it can totally be a win-win. And I make the same offer to everybody in this space, that let's all work together. Let's try to help each other. It's not going to work if we fight over who owns this, because there really is nothing in the center that's worth owning. And if you try to own it and lock other people out, it's just going to create a big, ugly, stinking mess in the middle of the whole thing. And you're not going to end up owning anything worth owning anyway in the end. So that's what I said to the reporter today. How much of that? Well, obviously a very small portion of it is going to end up in print. It's probably a soundbite, and it's probably going to seem pretty thoughtless, but yep, there's a lot of thought behind it, and some goodwill too. We can all do a lot better here. So anyway, that's my piece for the end of the day on September 27th. Be sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to have a special morning coffee notes, the one that's already been produced, that is going to explain to you the whys and what's and where's and who's of the release, the open source release of Userland Frontier. So until tomorrow, we'll see you. This is Dave Weiner. Take care. Bye.